Hello and welcome. This is Mike Moody with your Bible study for today. We'd like to begin with a word of prayer. Our Father, again, we do bow in your presence and we do thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is both Savior and Lord and Head of the Church. We thank you, Father, that we can come and have opportunity to hear from you, from your Word. We just ask that you lead and guide in this opportunity this very day. We thank you in that name that's above every name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're in 1 Thessalonians, and we're still in chapter 2. We're going to pick up at verse 13. But by way of reminder, this book of 1 Thessalonians, along with the second book of 2 Thessalonians, we find the coming of the Lord emphasized. Each chapter has a reference, at least, to the coming of the Lord. And so in view of His coming, we ask ourselves, how are we as professing believers living? In what manner do we live in view of His imminent return? That is, that He could come back at any moment. And of course, the challenge for those listening that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, with the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ, today is the day of salvation. You need to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today before His return. And so, as we consider these things in chapter 1, we consider the testimony of these believers at Thessalonica, how they had a positive testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ's namesake, and that was spread abroad in every place that was named. And so, in chapter 2, we've been considering the background of this meeting, of how this local church, this assembly had begun. We see that in the book of Acts, in chapter 16 and 17, we see the second missionary journey of Paul with Silas, that they come across Philippi, and then they continue on down that particular peninsula over to Thessalonica. And later they'll go on down further south in that peninsula, down into the region of Achaia, where you find Athens and Corinth. But at the northern part of this peninsula, we find Macedonia. And this region is where you find the city of Berea, and also this city of Thessalonica. And we're going to pick up in verse 13 of this chapter number 2. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. And so, let's look now, considering in these two verses, how that the believers now at Thessalonica were ones that had received the Word of God. Emphasized in this particular chapter, we see the Gospel of God, in verse 2, 8, and 9. They had received this Gospel of God. We go back into Acts 17, and we see, this is following the story of what happened at Philippi, chapter 16, where they were treated with great conflict there. You might remember how Paul and Silas had been put into prison, and yet that gave them opportunity to witness to the Philippian jailer, who he and his house, his family, had come to know the Lord as a result of this witness. But we bring that up because in our text of 1 Thessalonians 2, it had mentioned back in verse 2 that they had received much conflict or contention when they were in Philippi, much difficulty, much opposition. And this is true. As we preach the gospel, as we proclaim the gospel, as we witness to people, we may very well receive some amount at various levels of conflict as we try to proclaim the truth of the gospel. And we see it in a great manner in this missionary journey of Paul. He saw that in Acts 16 at Philippi. But as we move into Acts 17, we see that when he comes to this place that we're studying, Thessalonica, he received conflict there as well. Reading in Acts 17 and 1, "Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollon, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them 3 Sabbath days, reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And some of them believed, and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few." And so in these first verses of Acts 17, we see that the Word of God had penetrated hearts. People had been challenged, as it mentions how they would bring forth, they reasoned with them out of Scripture, they opened, they alleged with them, they made it known that Christ truly was the Savior of the world. And so we pick up in verse 5, after the convert of several, "But the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason hath received. And these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. When they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go." So we see here conflict, difficulty, opposition to the gospel of God. We continue, however, and we find some things very encouraging here in the background of this beginning of the work there at Thessalonica. We see in Acts 17 and verse number 10, "And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who, coming thither unto Berea, went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few." So here we go. We find in this nearby city of Berea a great testimony, how they searched the Word of God diligently. We see how the Scripture tells us in 2 Timothy 2:15 to be diligent. That is, it says, "Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Are we Berean-type Christians, as it were? Do we follow their example of searching the Scriptures? And so, it says that these Bereans were more steadfast in this aspect, even though those in Thessalonica had a great testimony. Remember what it said in our text of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, that they had such a tremendous testimony, that it says, "In every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not speak anything." So yes, the believers in Thessalonica had a great testimony, but yet the Bereans were said to be those that were very diligent in the study of the Word. So we can learn from various Christians, can't we, as far as having a strong testimony, or whether it is being steadfast and diligent in the study of the Word of God. Would to God that we would have a balance and be both, have a strong testimony, a strong witness, and be diligent in the studying of the Word of God to see if these things be so. Well, as we go back to Acts 17 with the background here, Paul had gone to Berea with Silas. Verse 13 says, "But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people." Wow. They weren't satisfied just to see them leave Thessalonica. They followed them to another city. You know, maybe this reminds us of what happened back in the Old Testament book of Ezra, back when the temple had to be rebuilt. and how they had been given the Israelites' opportunity to go back after 70 years' captivity, and they could rebuild the temple. There was opposition. The adversary, the devil, used various ways of adversarial work. They tried one way. If that didn't work, they tried another way to see the temple not to be rebuilt. It did cease for a while, for several years. And then when the word of God was proclaimed by Haggai and Zechariah, we see there in Ezra chapter 5, they did resume the building. But the opposition, the adversary, seemed to have a foothold and had a victory when they stopped them by force and by power. And there for several years they were not building on the house of God. What a picture. Today we see, whether we study the book of Acts in the early church, or even think of today, in the same church age that they were in the book of Acts, that the opposition, the adversary, will try many and sundry ways to see the gospel not go forth in power. But we must remember, greater is he that is in us, the Lord. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. We must press on and proclaim this gospel. Well, with this, we will pick up, the Lord willing, yet another time and continue on examining the background of this new work in Thessalonica. Father, thank you again for encouragement from thy word. We pray for your will to be done this day. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you for being with us. If you have any questions or concerns, please call us at 824-5525 or write us at P.O. Box 1259, Ramsour, North Carolina, zip code 27316. Our requests for tapes are free. Join us next time at 1 o'clock with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.